Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Daf Chav Chesem and Aleph. The Gemara here brings a machlekes. How did they do the laning by the Mamades? The Mamades were the groups of Yisraelim that gathered in the cities as part of the official maimed. There was a group in Yerushalayim that actually went to the Azara to stand there as the Korban Tamid was brought. And there were groups all over Eretz Yisrael that also were part of that club, the Maimed, and they went to the shul, and they had special laning, special tefillahs, they fasted 4 days a week, they said Ne'ilah v'chumim. And the laning, the Mishnah says, was only Shachris and Musaf. By Mincha, they laned it Baal Peh. Mar brings this brisa. Tanakhama says, Shachris and Musaf, they came to the Beis HaKnesses and they read it the way they would read the Torah the entire year. And in Mincha, they would read it Baal Peh. And Basi says, no, a Yachid can't read Baal Peh. His lashon was, Heich v'chi Yachid l'chalik v'is Torah Baal Peh b'tzibur. An individual could go read b'tzibur, the Torah Baal Peh. Ela, kulam nechnasim v'karin eis al peh k'karin eis shema. They all come in, and they read it Baal Peh the same way people read Shema. That's the Braisa. So this Braisa is a makar to a shittas rishenim. In the sugya, the tur, Arachayim Simen Memtes, the entire Simen is asking the following question. There's a Gemara in Gittin towards the end of the fifth parak, at the end of the fifth parak, and in Temura, on Daf Yudal Amid Beis, that says, Ksev l'cha esed varam e'la ki alpi advarim e'la karatach as brises Yisrael, write these things because alpeh, because through these things, you have ksav, you have balpeh, and the Gemara learns from the pasuk, dvarim shebichsav et yirishay leim in balpeh. Dvarim shebalpeh et yirishay leim in b'ksav. Teir shebichsav is to be b'ksav, teir balpeh should be balpeh. So, the question is, if you're not allowed to say teir shebichsav balpeh, how do we say, in those days especially, in Nefsidurim, how do we say the Parsha Satamid, the Psukkah, the Zimri, the Shir Sayam, all the things in the Siddur which they didn't have Siddur, and people just say them, how do we do it Baal Peh? That was the Kasha the Tur asks, which already was asked earlier in the Rishayim. The Tur brings two Turitzim, both of them actually said earlier, he brings the Turitzim from his uncle, Rav Rabbeinu Chaim, that's something which everybody knows by heart. Dover Aragel v'shaga b'fi koil. They don't have a din of dvarim shemusav with Yerushalayim Baal Peh. That's his teretz, and this teretz is brought in the Maril Chai in Gittin, there in Perek Hay, which he brings the same kasha. How do they see the Yeshiva Siyam, the Parshas Karbanis, in the basic Knesset Baal Peh? And when Tam said Hani Migris Grisin, people know it by heart, and the makar is Gemara Menachas Tafam Beizim Beiz. Says that you're not allowed to write Sifrei Kodesh Shalim and Aksav, but Tefillin and Mezuzah you are, because Hani Migros Grisin, everybody knows it by heart. So that's the first teretz. And the second teretz is a teretz that the Torah brings it from his father, the Rosh, and it's really also a Tesis in Tzmur Daf Yudal and Beis and a Kama other Rishayim. It's in the Tesis Shanim and Yuma Daf Ayin, and it's in the Yireim, and the teretz is that Dvarim Shebichsav et Yerushay La'im Baal Peh is only when you're being Meitzi the Tzibur. When you're not being Meitzi the Tzibur, you're just saying it for yourself, then there's no din of Dvarim Shebichsav et Yerushay La'im Baal Peh. The Dakar brings a very interesting thing from the Shilti Gemarim in Megillah, and the truth is other Rishayim also say the same thing. That's the Pshat and the Minig, why we say out loud together the Psukim in Birchas Krishma, Micha Meichav Elam Hashem, Hashem Yimuch Leilam Vod, Kifad Hashem Mishakim Galam Yechazakim Menu. These things, the reason why we say it out loud was because originally the Shliach Tzibur was might see everyone in Birchas Krishma, everyone who didn't have a Siddur, everyone didn't know it by heart. But you can't do it with the Psukim. The Psukim, you have to say it on your own. So everyone said it on their own. But this is the Svarya, that Dvarim Shavisav Shalim Baal Peh is only when you're being might see the Tzibur. Zakta Vilna Gain. And the Rishayim also say it, but the Vilna Gaon says, it's a Mefurshe Gemara, the Teretz. The Gemara in Tainis, Daf Chav Chesem and Aleph, says clearly, V'chi Yachid, Yachal Ligris Devetar Al Peh B'Tzibur, Al Kulik V'Gaon Zbal Peh. A Yachid is not allowed to read it Baal Peh B'Tzibur, to be made to the Tzibur, but the Tzibur is not allowed to read it Baal Peh. So those are the two terutzim. Now the shaila is, why are they good terutzim? The Gemara is a drasha that you can't say it by heart. What's the difference of being made to the tzibah, not being made to the tzibah? What's the difference if everybody knows it by heart? So there's two ways to understand it. One way to understand it is by saying that it's the Rabbanan. If you say it's the Rabbanan, so that's what the Yireim says. He says, why did they make this takana? Right? If you say it's the Rabbanan, if the reason why they made the takana is because people might make mistakes, and we want to make sure that we have it accurately, so anything that people know by heart very well, we're not afraid of mistakes. And that's the makar. That's probably the reason why you can't write Sefer Torah, Shloim, and Aksav, is because you might make a mistake. But the things that everyone knows by heart, you won't make a mistake. And the Reim says a different reason. The Reim says the reason why they said it is because otherwise people will stop writing Sefer Torah. If you're allowed a lane balpet, so people won't write Sefer Torah. Also the Amei Aretz, you'll tell them that the Torah says this and this, they'll say, how do I know? They'll think you're making it up. So Chazal wanted, we should always have Sefer Torah, read it from the Sefer Torah. But for that, it's good enough if we learn from the Sefer Torah. If we write to the Tzibah from the Sefer Torah, so then the Amei Aretz will see that it's really there in the Sefer Torah, and people have to write Sefer Torah in order to mekayim the takana of Kriyas HaTorah. But it's time for a person to learn, there was no reason for the Chacham to answer it, and the din is the din derabbanan. They did it because they don't want people to give up on writing Sefer Torah. They want Amei Aretz to forget that there's such a thing as the Sefer Torah, and they'll think it was made up, and that's good enough if you just say that it was in the tzibur. But there's another pshat. The Beis Yosef says the reason why Dvarim Shebiksavet Yerushay Leimim Bal Peh is because there's a lot of drushes in the Ksavet. Chaseiris is Yiseiris is Kriyeng Siv and all sorts of things like that. You're going to be missing out on it if you say it Bal Peh. When you say it Bal Peh, there's no Chaseiris, there's no Yiseiris, there's no Kri, there's no Ksiv. It's a din of Limin HaTorah. And you could say a drop more. The din of Limin HaTorah is not just the words. The words, how they're written in the Sefer Torah, that's the Torah. If you do without that, you don't have that. Like the Beis Yosef says, you're missing the Kri, you're missing the Ksiv, you're missing the Tagin, you're missing so much. That's why you can't say it about that. So why would that only be when you might see the Tzibur? So it could be the answer is because the Torah was only makbid, that the Torah should be done with the full Kedushas HaTorah is when you're being made to the Tzibur and Kriyas HaTorah. Mashayin Kain, stam when you're saying the Pesukim on your own, the Torah was a makbid on it. Thus Ken Zayin, then it wouldn't be such a good hetter for Migris Grisin, could be snapping then for that. See, the Kalbay says really another hetter. He says the hetter is Eis Lashes Lashem Efeiru Torah Sechel. Impossible for someone, everybody, to have a Sefer Torah to read the Shir Siyam and the Sefer Torah inside. Therefore, they're matter to read it Bal Peh. Faita Chavim Zer, where's your Makar? Can't make up your own Eis Lashes Lashem Efeiru Torah Sechel. Where's your Makar? We find Eis Lashes Lashem Efeiru Torah Sechel to write Dvarim Shel Bal Peh. What do you find to say Dvarim Shebiksav Bal Peh? But if we're learning like we're learning, that the problem was it doesn't have the Kedusha HaTorah, it's a Din HaLimud HaTorah, you have to read it in Aksav. So just like Dvarim Shebal Peh, the Rishay LaKaisvan is because the Kedusha of Torah Shebal Peh is not in Aksav. There's no Aksav of Torah Shebal Peh. The Kedusha is the Kasim Aluch Libecha. The Laimud has it written on his Neshama. That's the Kedusha. Can't write it. Of course, Lamaisa, what could you do? You're not, we're not going to be able to preserve the Torah without it being written. So the same thing with Torah, it's the same thing, Dvarim Shebiksav, but it wouldn't be practical. We wouldn't be able to preserve Torah Shebiksav if we wouldn't be able to say Bal Peh. Lefi the Beis of Pshat, even if you're reading it from a Chumash, it's also Bal Peh. The point is you need the Sefer with the Ksiv, with the Kri, with the Ksiris, with the Yiseris, with the whole Kedusha of the Sefer. And that became impractical. We can't only learn from a Sefer. So Mamela a Sefer Torah, a Sefer that's written with the proper Hilcha Sefer. So you have the same Eis Lashes Lashem that was said on Dvarim Shebal Peh, you have to Rishay L'Kaisvan, that same Eis Lashem was said on Dvarim Shebal Ksav, Rishay L'Mal Peh, it's impossible to do that. Mamela you can learn on the B'di'evidikaif and Eis Lashes Lashem Beferi Torah Sechel.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.